The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings and salutations. This is Tony Lightfoot, and glad to have you on board again for this episode of the TWBC podcast. And we're coming to you from Jolly Ski in San Gervasio in Italy for the San Gervasio Pro-Am. This is one of the rare occasions where I have so much content that I'm going to actually do this next episode in two parts. So with that in mind, this is going to be part one, which will involve the pro women of this competition, and part two, which is the men, will actually drop tomorrow. So with that in mind, let's hear from the pro women who will be competing in the San Gervasio Pro-Am. Enjoy. Okay, so Pedrini, fresh off the water after practicing here at the San Gervasio Pro-Am, how do things feel out there for you?
It feels amazing out here. I've been here since Monday, and I just really love this site, and I'm just dialing in my set. So
far as that is concerned, I mean, you're running into 39 and a half off, weren't you? I mean, how does the boat feel? How does the lake feel so far as viscosity, you know, and yeah. how deep does the ski run?
It feels really good out there. Yeah, I was practicing some 39s and just trying to figure out the start, and I hope to run it this weekend. So,
have you had some time to do some sightseeing while you're here, or is it just all business?
It's a lot of business, but I'm staying in the center of Brescia, so I'm able to walk around and sightsee a little bit. So, it's really nice.
Excellent stuff, and we look forward to seeing you out there on the water, Pedrini.
Thank you, Tony.
Ali Nicholson, fresh off the water after a practice set here at San Gervasio. How did it feel out there for you?
Feeling pretty good. Second set here, so. Felt a little bit more normal today, and a nice little rest day for tomorrow, and then ready to hit the water on Saturday.
Were there any passes out there that you were keying on to try and get a little bit more of an edge coming into this event?
No, I mean, I watched my videos from yesterday. I saw some glaring things from my gate that I've been working on that I wasn't doing, so I tried to fix them today, and like I said, felt a lot better.
This is your first ever trip into Europe, and not your first trip, but one of the very few that you've taken in the course of your skiing career. But how's it been so far? I mean, you've been to Spain, and now you're in Italy. Any differences you've seen so far?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the two countries are very different. But I was last here in Italy in 2019, and really happy to be back. I got my boyfriend with me this time, and we've been sightseeing like crazy. We got more sights on the plans for today.
Excellent stuff, and we wish you the best of luck going forward. Ali Nicholson.
Thank you.
So, Alicia Bagnali, just stepping off the water moments after completing a set at the San Gervasio Pro-Am in the practice. How did it go for you?
It felt pretty good, honestly. Compared to how I was practicing last week, I think it was a pretty good set. So, I think it's going to be a good weekend, and I'm going to definitely give all my best.
Okay, what things do you typically focus on at somewhere like San Gervasio, you know, because it skis a little bit differently to a lot of other places?
Yeah, it definitely skis different like everywhere else, but, you know, if I just focus on my gait, if I get the right timing, then the entire pass is going to just come along with it. So the main thing that I focus on is the gait, get the good timing, get a good grip and a good pull, and then the entire pass is just going to come.
2 years ago, you scored your personal best, one of your few excursions into 39 and a half off 10.75 meters. I think you're about due, do you believe?
Yeah, I definitely believe so. I'm going to be happy if I just, you know, get down to 11 meters, and whatever I get, I'm going to be happy with.
Alicia Bagnali, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Well, Ali Garcia here at San Gervasio, having practiced a little bit earlier on in the week and practicing here today, how's the site to your liking?
Oh, I mean, the lake's amazing. It's quite different from Bodice's, just switching to Malibu from Nantique, and the water's a lot warmer, but the site's amazing. It feels really good, so I think there'll be some pretty big scores this weekend.
Okay, this time last year, this would have been like your first trip, your first first journey into Europe, and 12 months on, you're a little bit more acclimatized to what goes on in this part of the world. How do you feel you've adjusted between then, San Gervasio last year to now?
The trip over was definitely a lot smoother, coming over with some travel partners. I think I've adjusted a lot better. I love Italy, obviously, the food, everything, so I think it's going well.
Okay, what things about San Gervasio stand out to you so far as what you do out there on the water?
I don't really know. I guess just the water feels great, be confident and keep moving.
Excellent stuff. We wish you the very best of luck. Ali Garcia. Okay, just fresh off the water and looking particularly impressive was Brooke Baldwin. How are you doing here?
Pretty good. I'm really excited to be here. It's my first time in Italy, so that's just exciting in itself. But the water felt really good. The side is beautiful, and I'm just excited to ski.
Okay, you've been largely absent for a good portion of this season. I believe it had something to do with your studies at Alabama. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got school to do. Yeah. I don't know. I'm studying biology and kinesiology, so it takes up a lot of my time, and I'm studying for the MCAT right now. So I originally wasn't planning on doing any tournaments, and then I ended up going to my friend's wedding instead of going and watching Masters and whatnot, and I kind of had a bit of FOMO, so I decided it would be fun to come out here and ski a little bit.
How does the water ski here in San Gervasio compare to a lot of places that you typically ski?
It feels really nice. It was really like calm and like everything just felt really nice. It's a beautiful sight.
Excellent stuff. We wish you the best of luck going forwards, Brooke Baldwin.
Thank you.
Okay, one of the favorite competitors from Italia here in the San Gervasio is Beatrice Jani. How are you doing here?
Good. I just arrived here. I'm waiting to train and I really can't wait to ski on Saturday.
Okay, how does this venue compare to a lot of others that you ski in? You're native to Spalunga, which is just outside Rome. How does this compare?
It's a bit different because we have a natural lake. This is artificial, but I mean, I've always liked skiing here. The water is soft and I think it's going to be really good.
Now, for many years, you were kind of out of tournament water skiing whilst you were trying to rehab your shoulder and such like. And actually, in the last few seasons, you changed your handle grip in order for you to continue skiing. How has that been for you so far?
It's okay. It was like a bit hard at the beginning, but then now I'm used to skiing this way and I have no pain, so it works.
Well, certainly skiing without pain certainly has its benefits. Now, what kind of score do you reckon you'll throw up there to possibly make it into the head-to-head portion of the competition?
I think I would like to run 38 and put a big score at 39, hopefully. And yeah, I think that's going to be, I mean, for the head-to-head to go far, you should run 38 for sure.
Absolutely, and we wish you the best of luck going forward. Beatrice Jani.
Thank you.
And that concludes part one featuring the women's pro competitors in this San Gervasio Pro-Am competition. Part two will be dropping within the next few hours, and that will involve our male competitors. So until that time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.